Shanim Kalmoniyot. Good morning, gentlemen. Last time we spoke. Okay, finish. Go ahead. All right, thank you. So we saw in Siman Resh Yud Alef Vav, we discussed last time one point regarding the Beracha Borei Min HaMizonot specifically. It seems to be always coming first. Because we discussed till now the Kidima in the Berachot when it's all the same Berachot. So if everybody, if you have several things that are Borei Peri Ha'etz, which one goes first, etc. Okay. Now, when you have Borei Min HaMizonot, different Berachot. So Borei Min HaMizonot starts first. Why does it start first? The Agalot Maimoniyot is the source, but Yosef quotes him. And then the Halacha goes like this. Let me read to you. You're going to see a diuk in the Shulchan Aruch that is very, very important. Haya lefanav tavshil mikemach kusmin veshibolet shual veshifon vegefen uteena vedimon. So he's ignoring the chitan seora. He doesn't want to come in with wheat and barley because then you can say, of course, the first one's in the pasuk. Eretz chita u'seora. Okay, so forget about it.
I can't take them anyway.
We have, that's for sure. We have five minim that are mezonot or amotzi. Two of them of the list of the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael, but three of them are not. I lost you right there, right?
No.
Oh, you're good? Okay. So we have which ones? Spelt, rye, and oat. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have spelt, a spelt cake. And Geffen. Which one is first? Geffen is in the list of Eretz Yisrael. But the other one is not. But the other one is Mezonot. You start with the Mezonot. Geffen v'tenamirimon. Kevan demevarech ala tavshil borei min Mezonot. Bilchato kodemet. Afagav. Dehanach mimin shiva, veihula mimin shiva. Says mezonot is more important, although it's not in the list of the seven minim from itself, and the those are okay. So far, so good. Why? Mikol makom says the Shulchan Aruch, although it's not in the list, kevan dechashive, because it's very chashuv. Why is it chashuv? The avdei minayhu pat. Because you could make out of spelt rye or oat pat, bread. Umevarech alayhu hamotzi ubirkat hamazon. And you could potentially, because we're talking about the cake or about spelt that you cooked. You didn't make a bread. You could potentially have made a bread from that grain. And you would have done birkat hamazon, which is from the Torah. Wow! Very chashuv. Kodemet, afal gav de lo avdin hupat. And it's first, even if I didn't do a bread. So I don't have a bread. You have a bread, of course. You have a bread. I didn't do a bread, but I could have made a bread. Okay, I didn't do a bread. But that grain would have been able to become a motzi. And because of that, it's more hashuv than the other fruits from the list of Eretzel. What's actually mind-blowing is that the potential is not enough. Because if you cook the spelt and it didn't blow, it's the beracha is adama. Over there, you say first the other fruit and then you say the adama.
Say that again.
Why don't you say that this grain could potentially be bread? So you have to have a potential that is close to the result. Meaning, if your grain is already mezonot. Oh, it could have been a motzi. Ooh, so I'm going to be careful. This goes first. If that same grain, I didn't overcook it. I just cooked it a little bit. The beracha is adama. Now, there we don't say that this could have been bread. Very interesting, the way Shulchan Aruch does it. But instead of focusing on this, I want to focus on rice. Rice is mezonot. Do you agree with me that if you have rice and olive, you should start with the olive?
Yes. No.
Yes. Which you like better?
Which one you like better? Let's say I prefer the olive. You're right. Haviv is right. Thank God you put the phone down, so at least you take it.
I put the phone down.
So which one you go by? But the mezonot, the mezonot. No. What was the reason mezonot is more chashuv?
Because
it become a motzi. Rice could never become a motzi.
Rice bread.
So I thought when I read the achas, for sure somebody talks about this. I found the Primei Gadim, Seif Katan Yud Gimel. He says, "Bore mine mezonot de orez eno kedima." Afilu leperi haetz, de en chashuv. Al ken amru de bore mine mezonot de nechashi vekeman de avdi mina hupat amotzi. Mashen ken be orez. The Primei Gadim tells you only. You disagree with the Primei Gadim?
Yes.
You cholek on the Primei Gadim?
Yes.
Later.
I don't think I'm going to let you say good morning anymore. I think. Primei Gadim, Kadosh V'Tahor, he says that if you have Borei Mizmenot of rice, there's no connection whatsoever to Eres Sugya, and therefore it doesn't come first. It's a huge chidush. Lechaora, nobody's cholek on him. And also, it's pretty meforash in the Shulchan Aruch, because the only reason Borei Mizmenot is first is because of Amotzi. So the only Mizmenot that is not connected to Amotzi is rice, and therefore rice is not first. Unless you're craving rice, but then you don't have a problem with kedima, because it's two different berachot anyways, remember. But then you go to something that you prefer, chaviv. If you want to eat the olive, you eat the olive first. You don't have to say borei mine mezonot first, because it's not included in that halacha.